Wait. You ready?
Yeah.
Dear Chicago. Don't say. Chicago.
I ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
everybody needs a little time away.
Oh, what happened? Oh. Y'all, that's it. I'm fucking it up. I don't know what's my problem.
Fucking it up.
Got all excited talking about the Hunger Games. This is Ricky.
And this is James Lewis.
Today is May 26th, Thursday. That's... Okay, yeah. So, y'all, this is a train wreck.
Train wreck part infinity. Mm-hmm. Episode 359.
Yes, this is Ricky.
And this is James
Lewis. And we said that already. I keep getting messages. From Scruff.
Well, here's the thing.
So, you guys, we were just having this huge discussion over the Hunger Games. It's this book trilogy that is fucking awesome. Some of you probably haven't read it. It's so good. I'm telling you. You don't read?
Oh, shit. I should probably read it.
You don't read, but you will read through this book really quick. It's really good. And they're getting ready to come out with a movie. And yesterday, George and I were talking on the phone. And we were talking about everybody that's
who does that?
I know. Who talks on the phone?
Who talks on the phone?
I hate that. but he's like, I go, you do know we're seeing at 12 o'clock on Thursday night, right? And he goes, yeah, because we're going to be camping out the day before to get the tickets. I'm like, oh, God. I'm excited. I cannot wait.
Nice.
This book, I hate to admit this, but I did read the Twilight series, which the Twilight series was okay. It's pretty good. But this book is 10 times better than that storyline. I mean, it's awesome. It's kind of like a mix of, what do you think it's a mix of? They're talking. It's kind of a mix like war, reality TV meets survival.
I can't help you there.
So it's really good. So you guys should check it out and let me know if you guys really like it, because it's a really good book. It's like a really
it's
good
world
book.
Good.
It's so good. It's not even good. It's GERD.
It's GERD.
That book is GERD.
did you see the Glee finale?
No, I have not. Is it good?
Did
they win? You can tell me.
I'm not gonna tell you.
They lost. They lost at night.
I can't tell the listeners.
Was it yesterday that came on?
No, it was Tuesday.
What about American Idol? The boy won, right?
The country's stupid.
I don't watch that shit.
Anyway, no. One of the competitors was singing a song. Oh, what was that? There was a song they were singing that was like, oh, it was okay. Doo, 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 doo. It was with Usher and Wesley.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They were doing that. They started doing like, it was a cappella for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of them, and you can hear him, but one of them was like, oh, it was awesome.
Awesome.
It was sweet. So yeah, the Hunger Games. We're totally gonna go see it. I totally want to go see The Hangover too.
Oh, I mean,
and
I
Bridesmaids.
Was reading Bridesmaids. Good. Lauren and I saw that.
Yeah,
it was good. It was really funny. The Hangover 2, I've been reading about it, and it's apparently not that good.
Well, there's not.
You can't really make them.
No.
You can't redo the. I mean, the first movie is the shit.
The first movie is like epic.
Yeah. It's like the highest grossest R-rated comedy ever,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
Which is crazy.
It's pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet.
We didn't get to talk about our free bar tab that we have going on Friday.
But I totally put in the show's notes.
Oh, let me update.
God, Ricky. Why don't you update your shit?
Update. Sink it. Plug it in and sink it.
We forgot to do our conversation piece too. Well, our question.
That's episode 2.
And it's supposed to be in this. Remember, it's supposed to be in every show of this, and it's not.
Do you hear that?
That's all that I ask.
Typing.
That's
this
all
shit
that I ask. Is that you keep up with the show of this?
You know,
that's the only thing I ask you.
I edit the show. I make it look pretty. I put the album art on it. I put it out there for everyone. I organize the Evernotes. I do. What the fuck do you do?
Nothing.
Julian, I'm surprised you didn't punch him in the face being a co-host. I'm kidding. I don't want to punch you in the face.
You want to punch me
just
in the
butt.
Just
with your
cock.
I thought you were farting again.
Yeah. That's my fart right there.
Well, it rippled.
It sounded like bubbles.
It rippled. The last time you farted, it rippled.
It's because I'm on these chairs.
Your butt cheeks went in the wind.
I have lived here for 3.5 months, and I have not gotten an office chair.
We haven't gotten paid yet, too.
I know, right? 31st. I'm finally getting paid soon. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Money.
Although out of that check, Brent's going out, so.
Goodbye.
Ricky might be super skinny in 2 weeks. I think I have like 6 ramen noodle packs left. So. I'll be really skinny and really dehydrated.
Your sodium levels will be
out the roof.
Out the roof, y'all.
Out the roof.
Not if I drink a bunch of water. It'll be okay. No. So... Where were we going?
We were heading to the free bar tab.
And all right, James LeRoy is like, we need to be a little bit more streamlined on the show. We can't be so
wishy-washy,
random, which
no,
Lauren knows.
That.
Well, but you kind of want it to be more streamlined.
I said more organized.
Yeah. Well, we don't do that here on this show.
Okay. Goodbye.
Lauren has been listening for a long time. And Lauren, out of all the shows that you've heard, how many times were we organized? Never.
No, I'm not saying
never
that we need...
Intros, introduce you guys by saying, there's Ricky and some other people.
Right.
And some other people.
Because I have been the constant on the show except for one show, and we all know how that went.
We don't talk about that.
We do not talk about... We do not talk about that episode.
What episode?
The one that doesn't exist.
What? No.
You guys should go out and look for it, because if you listen to it, you'll realize that there's a reason why Ricky has been a constant on this show. Yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. Lauren and I get it on. And she's about to have her baby in about 7 months.
Lauren?
So. Mm-hmm. Your tits look great.
I didn't want to say anything. I just thought you were a nervous eater.
Well, she is eating. She eats a lot. A nervous eater. I'm eating my feelings. And I was raped by a gay guy.
He stuck it in my butt, and how I got pregnant, I don't know.
Ew.
Mm-mm. No.
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 So,
your free bar tab, like, what is up with that? How did that?
So what happened was on Cinco de Mayo, we went to the Mexican restaurant that's right across from the restaurant, and they were like, it was like 7:30 at night, and they're like, we're closed. And we're like, but your restaurant's full of people. There's no wait. No, we're full of capacity. We're closed. We're not taking any more people. Okay. So we went over to this like straight bar called Roadhouse 66. Cool name. But they have tater tots.
We had tater tots today.
Tater tots are good, and they have good ranch dressing. They have good ranch, not school ranch dressing, but it'll work with the tater tots. So they had these cards out on the table that had to do something with sports, and it was asking us what our favorite sports were, what our email address and all that shit was. So I think I said like the Florida Marlins or something. I don't know. I think it's a baseball team, right? Oh, nobody here knows that.
I don't follow football.
I said baseball, so. I follow balls.
I just follow the balls. No, it is a baseball team.
So we filled out these cards, and I guess there was like a drawing for a 1-hour open bar at their place. And so Josh won it. Excuse me.
Seriously, stop dropping your...
So this Friday from 9 to 10, we have an open bar to all the friends that we want to come to it.
Party.
And I think there's like food and shit like
Friday,
that too.
Friday.
And Lauren, you get to go up and say, when they go, it's a $5 charge, you get to go, no, Josh, cover charge or something. Like, I guess there's a cover charge normally, but we don't have to because we know Josh. You have to use the code.
Code word. You can't say that on the show. Not everyone's going to come in and be using this shit.
This isn't coming out till Monday or Tuesday. It's going to be over with.
True. Suck on that.
Stupid.
Oh.
Stupid bitch.
Stupid bitch.
Yeah, huh?
No, I didn't say last name.
How many people in the bar named Josh?
That's true.
No, I'll tell you the last name, no. But I'm not saying it on the show.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Josh, which one?
Is that blonde-headed guy?
No, he's red-headed. He's
red-headed. Red. Yeah, red.
No, he has glasses. No, he doesn't.
He's gay. He's gay and he talks like this. He kind of looks like my brother.
And you get free drinks because of it.
But I won also. I have to set mine up. So another Friday when we want to go out drinking.
Not next Friday.
Actually, I'm going to do it next Friday.
No. You do not do it next Friday.
What did you say?
You should have done it with Josh's. Like yours from 10 to 11.
No, you can only do it from 9 to 10. You can't do. It's that hour.
Damn.
And I think it's cute because I guess they think they're going to get money from tips. Mm-mm.
Well, maybe.
I do not do tips on free drinks. I'll give like $5 for the whole night.
Oh, really?
I'm poor bitch. I don't get paid till the 31st. Do you want to give me money to give to them as a tip?
Didn't think so. But I'll give them money for my drinks.
Here, I'll give you a tip. Keep serving.
Oh, I'll give you a tip. Tip that bottle into my cup. Tip it.
Oh, you sure do. No, tips, not tits.
Tits. Hey, what's up, tits?
What's up, sugar tits?
Sugar tits.
We have an open bar, and that's going to be the hour before we go to the Inferno dance, I guess.
Yeah.
We can do that. James, Leroy, and Bill, I have a feeling, are not showing up, so no, I guess I'll totally see you guys at the dance. Do you have to work Saturday?
I do. So I'm not going to be going crazy. I'm not.
How are you
going
to get home? How are you going to get home from? Are you going to take the transfer to the red line downtown and go home?
What?
How are you going to get home? Or is Bill leaving?
Are you talking about Inferno
tomorrow night? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if we're going to go there. I don't know if we're going to go to Inferno.
Oh, what else is going on tomorrow? Whatever. Nothing. We'll discuss it later. You're just not going to go.
Well, not because I would have gone.
I think that's really rude.
I would have gone if you guys weren't doing your thing.
Well, it's only from 9 to 10.
Yeah, but then it's going to be like an hour to get to from wherever we're at to get to downtown to Inferno. And then I'm going to be there at 11 and I'm going to have to leave at 12 and I'm going to get home. And
be, what time do you have to be at work?
I'll be there at 8:30, which means I have to wake up at 7. Not 7, 6:30.
You do realize last Thursday I was out until 1:30 and I got up at 5:45.
Well, that's you. That's you. You get to sit at a desk and just sit there and do stuff there. I have to be presentable and talk to people and cannot reek of alcohol.
Yes, you can. You can just say it's your cologne.
No. No. That shit don't fly. What's the flavor? Tequila.
I could tell. So
speaking about drinking.
Jesus.
Last night, Bill and I went to Garcia's.
I hope you vomit roaches.
Hope you vomit roaches.
Lori was so confused on that. She's like, what?
What? No, we were there. I think between Lori, Bill, and I, we split three pitchers. And then Katie had her own two margarita glasses that were like, wah, big old. Big
she gulps. Had margarita last time we were there, right?
She had big gulps. She only can do frozen. She can't do the normal margaritas.
How come?
She says it's too strong in tequila flavor.
Oh.
With the frozen ones, they
she's
cover up
young.
A little bit.
That'll change.
She's my. She got it's,
oh,
it's like
two.
No, she got sick off tequila like that.
Oh,
so it's one of those taste things, taste associations.
I had alcohol poisoning from tequila, but I've gotten over it. But it took a really long time for me.
Right.
Though.
Yeah. So. So yeah, Garcia.
Well, it really doesn't take too much to get her drunk. She weighs like
I'm still hungover.
85 cents.
85 and change.
You're still hungover.
A little. Yeah.
So you probably didn't.
I've got
you
the slosh.
Didn't,
I've got the slosh. In there.
You probably didn't like that text message I sent you at like 6:45 this morning, did you?
Girl, I didn't even look at it. I woke up at 9:30 and I was like, "Oh, I got a text message."
I forget.
It was like the time,
I forgot you didn't have to go to work.
It was the time that you. Oh, I don't care if you text me in the morning. I don't. It's whatever. I won't wake up. Uh-huh. It's when you call me, I'll wake up.
No, you don't.
That was because I was still somewhat drunk and
phone was dead.
And my phone was dead and it was off.
And I almost got murdered.
Oh, Jane, I'm lost.
I don't know where I am.
I don't know. I think I went the wrong way.
And then your reaction?
Oh my God, Ricky's dead.
Ooh,
and I'm
ooh,
blowing up phones left and right, making sure you got home.
Oops, somebody from Canada just messaged me.
Ooh, hi.
Or they woofed at me.
Woof.
Let's see who this is.
Hmm.
I shouldn't have said his name. You might have to beep that out, depending on how I react to his picture. He's a daddy silver bear.
Let me see.
He's not, but he's all right.
Mm, he's, I'd see him naked.
If he can take care of me, I'm all right.
I'd look at
him.
Hey. What's up, Canuck? Hit me up, Canuck. Why don't you scruff on me?
Nobody wants to scruff with Jane.
Yes, they do.
Guess
please,
not,
bitch.
Guess I'm not bear enough for you.
God, whatever. No. Every time somebody that I know meets you, like, afterwards, they're like, oh, my God, he's so fucking cute.
But it was so intimidating to talk to him.
Yeah. Well, I say, well, he might be cute, but if you looked under that shirt.
Oh.
Not so cute.
Translucent and white.
And fat.
And fluttery. He's got bitch tits.
Not ginger bitch tits, though.
No, he just got bitch tits. Oh, my bitch tits.
My bitch tits hang to my knees.
Oh, my God. So after my mom's had 5 kids and whatnot.
She's had some awesome udders. She said,
oh, my God, her boobs. I feel so bad. I want to give her, like, a present one year. And when I have money, give her a boob job. She was sitting on the couch one time and I came home. And, she was sitting on the couch one time when she was home. And I got home and I'm talking. And
as he about slams into me,
son of a bitch, I'm talking. And I told her, I'm like, Mom, I know my friends won't care, but your boobs are your armrests right now. And they're going to be coming over here. Out of those. So, y'all, the recording stopped. And we're going to have to start over. And luckily, it didn't cut off too much, thankfully.
Well, what do we have to say?
By the way, we're recording. No, oh. So. No, so what I was saying was, no, my mom had her boobs to the side and they were on her armrest. And mm-hmm. I said, Mom, I know that my friends won't care, but they're coming over. And I don't know if you want to or not, but you might want to saddle those sisters up.
Oh, poor mom.
I know. I want to get her a boob job down here.
Well, maybe you will one day.
I'll be rich and famous from this podcast.
Yeah. Well, don't hold your breath, boyfriend, okay? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So what else we got here?
Taylor
the latte boy wants us to talk about why Pod Is My Co-Pilot seriously is one of the best podcasts in the history of podcasts.
Question mark?
I would have to agree. It is one of the best spinoff shows ever, and it's probably going to be the best spinoff in Florida, I would have to say.
That monkey stamp of approval.
Mm-hmm. I approve, I like Chelsea Lately says. I approve of this podcast.
That drunk bitch.
And he also says how Taffy is an aggressive top, which she seriously is an aggressive top.
Speaking about aggressive, the lesbians that were sitting in front of us at Adele mm-hmm. were so annoying. She's one
were
of
they
them.
Talking about like timber and stuff?
No, but they were wearing their, you know, their jackhammer type clothes.
Oh,
not really. They looked
plaid.
Like no, they looked like Canadian camping lesbians.
Oh, so they had jean jackets on?
No, they didn't wear the Canadian tuxedos. No. So one of them was a drunk ass bitch and the other one was trying to be respectful to us because they were standing up right in front of us when everyone was sitting down.
Why were they standing?
Because she wanted to be respectful to Adele. She's like, come on, let's dance. Come on, let's dance. I just want to dance.
I want a gummy bear.
And Jesus.
Oh.
And
y'all about knocking the microphone over for a damn gummy bear.
And the show stops for gummies.
Oh no. Can I have one of every color?
Rude.
They taste different, right? Well, I like to taste the rainbow. I'm sorry.
It's your bear bread.
Yeah, duh. Do I have all the colors?
I have pride in my bear. One of the pink.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Stinker.
Ooh, he just stuck your finger on your butt.
He stuck your finger on her butt. That's what you were saying.
Just on my butt?
No.
You turned around and I did. Yeah. So she was annoying. The other girl was like, no, no, come on. Let's sit down. Let's sit down. And she's like, no, they're okay. They're okay. Are you okay, guys? You're okay. And we just smiled and ignored her.
Well, you know what, guys? The Gay Days thing is this weekend, so you guys let us know what you think and see if you have fun or not. I won't be there this year, but maybe next year I'll be there. So more, you know. No, Gay Days. That's Pride 48. Get with it or not listen.
Right. I don't listen. It's kind of like a me not
reading.
She's like,
I don't listen. I live it.
No. No.
These are fucking good gummy bears.
Right.
Mm.
So, okay. Yeah.
What else we got going on? Peter Go. Wait. Right.
These gummy bears aren't good. Gummy bears usually give me, like, teeth pain.
Drusilla wants to know what we think about hotel room bukkake parties.
Fantastic.
All I have to say is you better open it.
Open that mouth, big and wide.
You better open that mouth.
You better open that, that ass. Those legs.
Anything that you can open, you better open it.
Don't forget your earplugs.
No, open that too.
No, I get ear infections. No,
no.
That's crossing a line.
We love a good bukkake.
I think I love that one tonight.
I love that word.
Bukkake.
And then Peter wants us to talk about Doinger shorts, less commute, and more dinner and drink updates, and James Leroy's apartment update.
We finally got it. We got approved. Yes. After 3 weeks, we finally got it and approved.
And is this closer or further away from me?
It's actually, no, it's closer. It's a block away from my old house.
Is it closer to Roger?
Yeah, it's on Roger's side of the street.
Oh, it's on the same street?
It's farther from my place.
Yeah.
But it's on the same street as Roger?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, it's not on the same street.
How about we just get it right and then tell me?
It's closer to Roger than where my current apartment is.
Well, that's good. Okay.
Yes.
But it's still going to be closer to the red line because...
No. It's literally like here's the red line. This is my new place. This is my old place. This is my new place. I'm just moving like a south.
Okay, is that left or right when I face your building?
When you face your building, it's
to
your back.
Building. When I face your building.
When you face my apartment.
Oh, it's backwards.
It's backwards.
So facing your apartment's north?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, you know the bus stop that you get off
at? It's like two blocks away from there.
Yeah.
Why are we telling people?
How many garden centers are there here?
Like 6,000.
Okay, they know I live in water. They know we
that's
live in Edgewater.
That's closer than his house. That's closer than your apartment.
That's what he said.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I didn't know it was on that same street.
Jesus.
It's on the street with a garden.
Where you get off your bus.
Okay, we spent 3 minutes talking about this.
Okay, is it Pat? Do I have to walk past the CVS?
Yes.
Okay, so I still have to go that
far. You mean the Walgreens?
Yeah, whatever. Drugstore.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Y'all going to find out where James Leroy and Bill lives. They probably already know where I am because I'm always thinking, oh, I have to get off at Armitage and, oh, I have to get off at Western.
You take pictures of the freaking bus stop.
I did.
There's a picture of the outside of your building on one
oh,
day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He signed it right there. Like, oh.
He goes, and then somebody goes, oh, you live on Dickens. Duh.
Duh. Where else would I live?
I live above a restaurant.
But there's three apartments out here. Yeah, it should be. Yeah. Which is still close enough. Yeah, downstairs is only, it's like 12 and over. Is there a pink one? Because I like that one.
I'm stealing gummies.
Sorry, Lauren.
Sorry.
I just want three.
Shouldn't be
eating them. I'm back.
Well, we'll pretend these were kosher animals that died. Is that okay?
These bears lived a happy life.
They were blessed before they were ground up.
Kosher vegan.
Jewish. So are we good? No, we haven't talked about shit.
We got the accent things.
Did you? Oh yeah, those? But we also have
conversation bug. Oh, and then the Facebook.
The Doinger shorts.
Doinger shorts are awesome. They like to see.
We don't talk about the commute too much. Just the last time, I'm not going to talk about that anymore.
Oh no, he said less commute, more dinner and drink.
I never get invited to dinners or drinks anymore. So whatever.
Okay, Ricky.
My lesbians like a week ago.
Yeah.
No, no, it was a couple weeks before that.
Oh no, and then you did it again.
Yeah. They love him some Ricky.
Look, this bear just split himself.
Oh, I love your lesbians. I'm going to take over them.
No,
I'm
you won't.
Take them over. Although they do talk about you a lot. You're like in every subject.
Good thing they don't listen.
Like, well, you know, Bill, because we're talking about dinner party or whatever and what they would do. And they're like, well, Bill, you know, actually, this would not even be happening at Bill's house because he would have, like, special containers for everything and all this stuff.
Yep.
Which we have to get together when you guys get back for the tea party.
Dude, when is the weather going to get better?
Right.
I'm not going to be upstairs doing this shit.
Tea party. Okay. Put that on the list.
On the list. So, less commute and more dinner stories, blah, blah, blah.
We have not seen Doinger shorts because
it's been
fucking cold. And even if they had Doinger shorts on, nothing's hanging because it's so fucking cold.
It's all up inside because it's like, I'm cold. Warm me up.
I'll warm it up.
With Lenny Bell. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. NPR said that. 30 degrees colder than the average for me.
The coldest
day. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And that was the same. Oh, that's
gross. Yeah, for reals.
So, and Walt says how stealing hot guys in the Seattles is a crime against humanity.
In the Seattles.
Well, like a bunch of us podcasters. Walt used to be a podcaster. He used to be on We're Mean Because You're Stupid, which still exists, but it doesn't have Nessa or Walt on it anymore.
By the way, Walt, your Facebook picture is too cute. I love it. That's adorable. But yeah.
So, sorry, my ex-boss is, I have to message her real quick, talk about something.
So, there's this thing that's been going on Tumblr that I saw today, and it's actually kind of fun. It's talking about accents and everything, and so there's this list of words that we can read, and I thought it was going to be, it'd be fun for our show to do, and, but yeah, like we can do it.
Pull it up here.
Better pull it up.
Or do you want me to announce the, do the...
I can do the words, too.
Like, do you want me to do it first, and then you do them all second?
Sure.
Okay. Pronounce the following words. And I'm just going to say how I would read them.
That's exactly how it's supposed to be.
Okay.
the point.
Aunt, roof, route, theater, iron, salmon, caramel... Well, I usually say caramel, though. I don't know why I say caramel. Fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, caught, naturally, aluminum, Jif, gif, tumbler, Cracker Jack, doorknob, envelope, G-poi? I don't know what that is.
G-P-O-I. Could you just picture of yourself?
Oh. I've never heard of that.
G-poi? Post those on Facebook. Oh, I will. I'll post them on our thing. No worries. And then, so me. So it's ant, roof, route, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise,
coupon,
mayonnaise, pajamas, caught, naturally, Aluminum. Jif.
Did you say cock?
I said cock. Tumblr. Cracker Jack. Doorknob. Envelope. And GPOY. I don't say it like that. Yeah. And then the next question is, what is it called when you throw toilet paper on your house? We called it TPing. Like TPing your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the same thing. Yeah.
What is the bubbly carbonated drink called?
Soda.
Pop. It's pop.
Or my grandma would say, yeah, Coke. Everything's Coke. A Coke.
That's right.
My grandma would say sody pop.
Stupid. Stupid.
What do you call gym shoes?
Sneakers.
Yeah, I think tennis shoes.
My tennies.
What do you call your grandparents? Well, this is interesting because I had different names. I had Mamaw and Papaw and Meemaw and Peepaw.
I don't hear the difference. Nice. I was grandma and grandpa. And then I have a grandpa who doesn't like to be called grandpa because it makes him sound really old. So he calls has me call him granddad, which I think makes him sound even older.
Granddad.
Granddad. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry your groceries at the supermarket?
A cart.
Cart. Shopping cart.
Mm-hmm.
What is that thing you changed with the TVs?
The remote. Yep. Or I guess some people say the clicker.
The clicker. I'd say the remote. Be a wizard or a vampire? I'm totally down with being
I'm
a wizard.
Vampire. Thank you. Do you think you have like an accent? Yeah.
I don't feel like I have an accent, but I guess
I don't think
I do.
You do.
Yeah? No?
It just sounds like normal voice to me.
Yeah. I guess I have. It's like think of the way I say things. I mumble. I can mumble.
Yeah, you do mumble.
I can mumble.
You're a mumbler.
I'm mumbling.
Especially when you drink.
Jesus,
oh my God,
yeah.
You're so bad.
I'm a lazy talker.
You're a mumbler and you're a close talker.
Wait, shut up. I am?
Yeah, so you're really close, but you're going, I'm like, what? And then Bill is not a close talker, and he talks perfectly fine when he's drinking.
Oh, because he's
everyone is him!
That will have to be edited. Shit. I'm going to put that in the notes. Damn, that was loud. Ricky, you should see it. The spikes. Yeah, so... Oh, do we want to do a conversation? We're at 32.
No, we'll save the conversation piece for next... Well, let's do it. Pick one.
You pick one. Are these all about food?
Sounds good to me.
If you could change the traditional meal of Thanksgiving from turkey to another food, what would you choose?
I would say two things. And you could probably put it together.
Well, fried chicken.
No. I would say have like a pizza and lasagna.
Ooh.
Which I've been to a Thanksgiving where it was not traditional and it was all Italian food. Like everything they made was Italian.
Gyros.
I don't really like the shaved meat thing. It makes me nervous. Really it. I went to the, have you been to the Athenia room? It's over off Webster. It was really good. I had this big ass piece of chicken on some fries that had some kind of lemon, garlic sauce on it or whatever. But they had them there and I saw them put the big frozen meat wheel on the thing and I was like, oh. And then as it's melting, you just see the fat.
It's basically meatloaf.
Huh? Yeah.
It's a mixture of beef and lamb.
I'm not interested. I don't
it's
think.
So good.
Well, I did eat it at the that restaurant that we went to for dining out.
Yeah.
I ate it there. It was okay. I like the sauce.
Tzatziki sauce.
Tzatziki or whatever.
Tzatziki.
Tzatziki.
Tzatziki. Tzatziki. Tzatziki.
So, yeah, I think I'm done.
Yeah. All right.
Give us a call at 206-984-3685.
You can send us emails at jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
Follow us on Twitter, FoulMonkeys and JamesLeroyFM.
Don't forget to send Ricky emails at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Oh, I thought you said it. Sorry.
No, I didn't. Sorry. Also, check out our Tumblr page, foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
And also check out our Facebook fan page.
God, you're getting so good. Cancers. Twice in
the shows. All right, so people, wish us luck for Bear Weekend.
Yeah.
It should be interesting.
Pray for our livers.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Give us some suggestions.
Let us know. Again, let us know about Thursday live shows. And if that's something that you guys would want to do. So, as Ricky Day.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm talking to my old boss. You guys have a great week, and we will talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
You better open that ass.
Those legs.